So what is your name?
John Foster.
And where were you born?
Liverpool.
And what did your parents do for a living?
My dad used to be chair maker.
And where did you go to school?
St Michael's, West Derby Road. St Michael's RC, West Derby Road School.
Why did you become an Everton fan?
Well, it was bred into me really, because my dad, my uncle, and my two uncles were all Evertonians. So.
Yeah, so...
And yes, my mum's side were all Liverpudlians.
Oh, right, so...
So I followed my dad, because I was the only... I had a brother, he died before I was born, so then I was born, and I was the only child, so my dad took me everywhere, everything, you know.
So what was the first match you remember going to?
Oh, when I was about 6 years of age, and I had to take a cushion, because it was in the Bulland Road, what's then called the Bulland Road, and there's all the crash barriers, and I had to take a cushion.
Do you remember who was playing?
I think it was Aston Villa.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh, I did. And my little granddad was in front of me, my dad behind me, and my two uncles on each side. And it was thoroughly.
So did your dad take you to other matches?
Yes, after that. And then sometimes I did go to matches, but it didn't fall on hard times, but my dad come out of work. And then... we couldn't always go to the games.
So were you disappointed then?
Yes, but what we used to do then, I used to walk from West Derby Road with my dad, Susie Goodison, and when they opened the doors at the quarter of an hour before, 20 minutes before the game, we went in for the last quarter of an hour.
So did you buy anything when you went to the match?
Oh, we used to buy everything.
So what sort of things?
Scarves, rosettes, and that sort of thing, did you mean?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so... I think I've got rosettes going back from since when I was little for Everton, still at home.
And did you use
programmes?
Did you wear them when you went?
I wore everywhere, and every day of my life while I was at school, practically every day of my life when I was at St Michael's School, West Derby Road, I wore my Everton scarf. And one day in particular, I went in. My teacher then was Mr McGlory. I was 10, going back to when I was about 10 then. And he said to me, my name was Smythe then before I was married. He said, Miss Smythe, he said, a friend of yours is coming. He said, so he said, don't leave right on 3:30, you know, when we finish school. Like I was in juniors then. And I said, why, sir? Never mind, why, sir? Next thing I'm standing there with my head as a scarf on and blah, blah. And next thing we walked in on a piece of apparel.
So you were excited?
Oh, I was so excited. And I went, sir, sir, sir. He said, that's all I wanted you to meet. He said, I've told, this is my friend Peter Farrell. He said, I've told him a heck of a lot about you. Always going to the games. Next thing, Peter Farrell took the scarf off my neck, put it on round his neck, and what you could do those days, he let you put me on his shoulders for a few minutes and walk and roll around the classroom. And went home, and I was so excited, I told my dad, and my dad said, yes, yeah, okay, fine. I said, you don't believe me, do you, Dad? And my mum said, oh, Jerry, you know, you've got to believe her. Mm. He said, no, he said, I do believe her, please. And then we used to live with my dad's auntie and grandmother, my great-grandmother. And she died, so when my dad went over to the local church, St Michael's, to organise the service, the funeral, he come back and he went, I said, well, what's the matter, Dad? What's the matter? He said, I've just been talking to Father Anderson. So I said, have you? He said, yes. He said, when I walked in, he said, hey, so what's this about your journey? He said, I'm a piece of foul shoulders. So I said, no, you do believe me now? No, don't you, Dad? That sort of thing, you know.
So who's your favourite player?
At the moment?
Yeah, at the moment.
Oh... I think Cahill.
Why is that?
I don't know, he's so good and he's nippy with his feet, you know. Mm.
Did you have favourite players in the past?
Oh, yes, Brian LeBone.
And why did you like him?
I don't know, it's just... I did like Brian, he's just, you know, can't. It's just his personality and everything else. You know, he's good with the supporters.
Did you see him play quite a lot?
Oh, yes, and then he came to our school. When I say our school, when I got my, like I said, children, we had a garden fit, and Brian LeBone came to open the garden fit, you know, and that was great.
So did you get an opportunity to speak to him?
Oh, yes, because I worked in the school, because I was a welfare assistant, you know, classroom assistant, welfare, and I was talking to him and his wife, you know, and then we were talking about all the players and different things. And
he took a real interest, did he?
Yes, yes. But one of the main things before, well, once like before, I got married, I was my first child, our Angela, I went to the game, and I was 8.5 months pregnant, and I couldn't get in. Couldn't get in through the turnstiles.
Oh, well.
That's what opened the doors for me. And I went in, and it was a Tottenham game. We were playing Tottenham, and we had two priests with us from our local church, where I live now, St. Swithin's and Gilmoss. And they were Tottenham supporters. We were in the Gladys Street at this time, you know. I'm going on a few years now, as I say. And when Tottenham scored, well, the priest couldn't help himself, one of the priests, Father Kane, he was just so excited, because he hadn't been for a long time, so my dad paid for the tickets for them, and I just bumped my fists on this chap's shoulders in front. Well, Father Kane did, I didn't. And next thing, the chap came around, I was just saying, well, what the heck's going on here? And I just had to put my hands like that, pretending it was me, because Father Kane had done this sort of thing, you know. But I've got some real good memories of.
So what's your favourite memory?
As I say, it's then after that, to be honest with you, my favourite memory is when we went to Wembley, and I'd had my first little girl, and I was having Kevin's wife Julie, my second child, and I was standing outside Wembley Gates, the 1966, I think it was the cup final. I know it was the cup final at Wembley, and I was standing there. Next thing, a chap come and stood beside me, and I turned around and looked, and the chap looked at me back and was to say, what's going on here? And it was Peter Farrell.
So you met him again?
I met him again, and right this time I was married, I was saying, pregnant, you know, with my daughter. And I still went to the game. And next thing, he said, looked at me, he said, hello, Peter. He said, hello. You know, it was a friendly footballers were then. He said, you don't remember me. I said, who doesn't? Who doesn't? Oh, I said, I do. So he said, well, how? So I said, remember, I said, going back so-and-so so many years ago, I said, you've got a friend called Jim McGlory, Mr. McGlory. And he said, yes. I said, well, you came to St. Michael's School, West Derby Road. He said, yes. I said, well, you put this young lady on your shoulders and put the scarf around your neck. He said, don't tell me that was you. I said, it was Peter.
And he remembered that?
Oh, he remembered it, because he still had the friend. Jim McGlory was still his friend. He said, wait, go back and tell Jim, you know.
So, what memories do you have of the 1966 FA Cup, apart from the one you've just mentioned? You in the garden?
I was in the garden, that's right, yes. I was in the garden. And I was with neighbours. And the next thing, they scored. Derek Temple scored. And I had my second little girl, Julie. My daughter Julie in my arms. She's only about to take me. And I just threw her up in the air. And only for a friend catching her, she'd be... So that's, you know.
And do you have any memories of going to away matches, either in the UK or Europe?
Oh yes, I've been to Rotterdam.
And what happened there?
Well, as I say, Rotterdam. My daughter, our Angela, she literally we went there, and she went to. What was I saying? She'd had a big knee operation, and she literally went in crutches and plaster Paris.
Was that a struggle then?
It was a struggle for her, yes, and but the supporters were fantastic. You know, so it was marvellous.
And what was the match like?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And how has football changed since you've started following it?
I think the supporters have damaged it in a lot of ways. You know, the trouble, the aggro, and I don't think there was the animosity those days as what there is now with supporters. But it's good. I'm still going. I enjoy it, you know.
So do you remember things like the boys' pen?
Oh, the boys' pen, yes. Oh, yes, definitely the boys' pen. Because it was just further up where we used to stand in the Bulland Road, you know. Yeah.
And so I'm getting stuck now. What was the last match you went to?
Last match?
Yes, the last one, that Everton match.
Well, I still go.
Yeah.
I went last week.
And did you enjoy that match?
Thoroughly.
Bolton?
Bolton, yes, Bolton game. Oh, it was brilliant. Brilliant. Yes, I go with them. My grandson now, Kevin's son, and my daughter, and her husband, and the granddaughter. We're in the Upper Gladys Street, and they're in the Lower Bullens.
So have you got a season ticket?
Yes. I haven't renewed it yet. I'm doing that next week.
What do you think of the current team?
Good.
In what way?
I think they want to make a name for themselves. They're good players, and they're not selfish. But you get some teams where they're very set. They won't pass, and I think they're clannished.
And David Moyes?
Oh, yes. All the bones of David Moyes. Mm. I think he's brilliant. I think he's a thorough gentleman.
Mm. What does the derby mean to you?
Well, I am biased. I'm sorry. There's no other blood in me. They say you've got blue blood until it comes to there. So I say, I've still got blue blood in me. But I take it very serious.
Do you
Very, very hot-headed at derbies, I do.
What sort of thing do you do?
Swear. I swear. And shout and roar. You know, and shout at the referee type of thing, you know.
Is there a particular match that you remember? Derby match?
Not really, no. I just can't think of the moment, to be honest with you.
And what does it mean to you to be an Everton supporter?
The world. The world. I mean, for you to come to my home now and see what I've got. I've got programmes from penny programmes still in my house, bundles of programmes, penny programmes, rosettes, and just I'm proud to be called an Evertonian. I am. There's no other religion, as I say. I know you have your faith, but Everton's my religion. Right. And everybody knows it. You know where the church I go to and the school I help in now, they all know. That's the same school as Wayne Rooney used to go to. He was my sunshine boy at one time.
All right, thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I couldn't be more. It's just, my nerves are just...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's my first interview as well, and I know I was doing... Oh, let's turn this.